With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Tens of thousands of people have gathered on the National Mall in D.C. for a March for Israel. Christians and Jews joining forces, standing up in support of Israel. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Hamas presents an existential threat to Israel.
These jihadis, if they beat Israel, they're coming for you next, because they're going to understand that everybody's fair game. By the way, you know, to the credit, the French and the British understand that.
Oren interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says Congress needs to resolve the budget debate and avoid a government shutdown.
A shutdown is something that poses an unnecessary economic headwind in a moment when the U.S. economy is doing well and moving in the right direction. So it's critical that House Republicans do their job and work in a bipartisan manner so we sustain this progress.
The deadline is Friday midnight. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden will have face-to-face talks with China's Xi Jinping for the first time in a year. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
The meeting in Northern California is aimed at improving tense relations between the U.S. and China. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the best way to avoid conflict is through intense diplomacy.
That's how we clear up misperceptions and avoid surprises. That's how we work together where and when our interests overlap.
Sullivan says Mr. Biden believes there is no substitute for face-to-face diplomacy to manage the complex relationship between Washington and Beijing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stocks remain sharply higher. The Dow up 465 points. The NASDAQ adding 300. This is SRN News. China steps up its efforts to co-opt Christianity. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The country's Ethnic and Religious Affairs Committee has hosted a major gathering of religious officials in Beijing aimed at furthering the sinicization of Christianity. To sinicize something is to make it more Chinese in character or form. In practical terms, it's an effort by the Communist Party to bend Christianity to its purposes and make it subservient to the will of the government. The conference has been followed by a fresh wave of persecution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Department of Education officials held a meeting with Jewish leaders on Monday, briefing them on efforts to address a rash of anti-Semitism on America's college campuses. Some Jewish leaders want the department to initiate investigations onto anti-Semitic rallies on campus. There's been a surge of those events since the October 7th Hamas attack. This is SRN News. ExxonMobil will be drilling for lithium in southern Arkansas.
Earlier this year, Exxon bought the rights to an area in Arkansas, considered one of the most prolific lithium resources of its type in North America. The plan is to begin production of the critical material for electric vehicles by 2027. Exxon's goal is by 2030 to produce enough lithium to supply the manufacturing needs of more than a million electric vehicles. The area in Arkansas has a history of oil and gas production. This has the potential to transform Arkansas. Exxon will use conventional oil and gas drilling methods to access lithium-rich salt water from reservoirs deep underground. I'm Ed Donahue.
And the Wisconsin State Senate poised to approve a plan to spend more than $500 million of public funds to help the Milwaukee Brewers repair their stadium over the next three decades. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.